This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, big 2 o'clock hour, of course. Dom's Money Melody. We should be joined momentarily by State Senator Mike Testa on all days dropping a bill that should just be common sense. Get the communist Chinese out of information involving the Jersey Turnpike records. Not making it up. We mentioned this a month or so ago, had Jeff Van Drew on. And now it comes back that there's a bill here. And given what's going on nationally, this should be a no-brainer. By the way, with the national thing, just one note. Now, you see where this leads. Tulsi was unable to answer today, saying there's a review going on. Was she on her private phone or was she on the government phone during this threat? So you can see this is where we go. Pete Hegseth speaking in Hawaii will give you a little bit of that, at least a sound, hopefully, or a breakdown on what he says. All right, Senator Mike Testa, though, following through on something only in Jersey. Well, maybe not. Some other states, too. Should this be an issue? Let's go to Senator Mike Testa here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us on a big day. This kind of swerves, Mike, into what's going on nationally as far as our security.
Absolutely. You know, New Jersey awarded a contract for our Easy Pass that to a company whose parent company is essentially a foreign adversary. I just don't understand why we would do that, why we would share digital information with a potential foreign adversary. It makes no sense whatsoever. Worse still, it was way more expensive, to the tune of $250 million. There was a bid from a New Jersey company that was $250 million less that operates in other states. So we know that they were competent enough to handle the contract.
And Senator, you guys wouldn't be made aware of that, that this was going to go to this entity that's connected to the communist Chinese?
No, unfortunately, this goes through the state contract bid law, which doesn't have legislative oversight. So the company's name is TransCore. Their bid was $250 million more than Conduent for the EasyPass contract. And it's absolutely crazy to me that this could happen. In 2022, a Singapore-based company, ST Engineering, acquired TransCore. Then another company, and this is where it gets really hairy, Temasek is the largest shareholder of ST Engineering. Temasek had a board member named Fu Chengyu, who's a Chinese national in the oil industry, who previously served as the group's secretary of the Communist Party of China.
Wow.
Why in God's name would we be dealing with a company that has any ties to Communist China? It is beyond the pale. We need to end all things like this, not only in the state of New Jersey, but nationwide.
Absolutely. So what does your bill explicitly call to do?
Well, my bill explicitly calls for to stop any digital information sharing with any country that is a potential foreign adversary.
Okay, so does that mean, well, they are, though, right? I mean, if they maintain they're the company, how would we monitor or know what they're doing?
So my understanding, and again, I don't want to get into the legalities of this because there's a legal challenge to this contract that was lodged back in October of 2024. One would think it would have been resolved by now. And I'm learning every day in this job. You know, I'm an attorney. Typically, if you have a municipal or county contract dispute, it's handled in our courts. This type of state contract dispute is not handled in our county court system. It doesn't make much sense to me why it would not be. It should be handled in our traditional court system, but that's not the way it is. My further understanding, and again, I don't have the paperwork directly in front of me, but it has been told to me that the company that put the bid together for this contract and was awarded the contract failed to disclose that they are essentially owned by a parent company that has ties to Communist China.
All right. Now, I find this, particularly the new thing you told us, or I may have been aware before, $250 million more, too. Why in the world would they want this? What's the speculation? What's the sense that you have? You're inside this. Why would the Chinese want this information from the Jersey Turnpike?
To me, I mean, who knows? Maybe they want to know where the most traveled areas are. I mean, who knows how nefarious their intentions are, or whether it's just merely information gathering to have information on multiple individuals or single individuals that they want to know where they live, what times they travel. I don't know, but I do know this much. I don't want them to have our information. Our adversaries should not have sensitive information like this.
No, you're right. What they do is they collect information of all this sort, even if they don't know what they're going to do with it ultimately. We know it's not good for us and shouldn't be out there. And it's stunning to me, Senator, how far they go. When Daryl Morey, the head of the Sixers, was in Houston and just said, free Hong Kong, as he was leaving that job, they tried to take $1 billion away from the NBA. And this is what we're up against.
It really makes zero sense to me. You know, when I grew up in the 1980s, we had the huge, obviously, battle with President Reagan and the USSR.
Right.
There are still communist foreign adversaries that are out there chipping away at the very fabric that makes up the United States of America. You see these protests on college campuses. You see these folks who are saying that America isn't the great nation that we believe it to be. I've heard many people say when people are wearing Make America Great Again T-shirts or hats, they ask the question, when was America ever great? This is exactly a play right out of the playbook of Saul Alinsky to convince people that America isn't this great nation. And you know what? We should not be sharing our information, potentially very sensitive information, with foreign adversaries who are communists.
Exactly. So this bill should have huge bipartisan support. I know things drag slowly in Trenton. How many sponsors, et cetera, do you have Democrats that are engaged on your side?
As of right now, zero. But it is a brand new bill, but we have three Republican co-sponsors on it already.
Well, it seems to be a layup. When you tell people this, I'm sure where you are, Cumberland County, the shore, people go, oh, come on, this can't be. When we first saw this article we have Van Drew on, it's like, no, this cannot be happening.
It certainly shouldn't be happening. And even worse, what I think of is let me get this straight. We're paying $250 million more to a foreign adversary rather than a nice homegrown corporation that can do it better and keep the money here potentially? Because think about that. That's $250 million of New Jersey taxpayer dollars, hard-earned money that people are paying to travel our turnpike. Never mind the fact, by the way, that the Turnpike Authority was supposed to be an evaporating authority years and years ago. I'm still waiting for the day for that proposal to happen, which will be never, obviously. But let me get this straight. We're sending more and more money overseas to our adversaries. That makes absolutely no sense.
Exactly. Parting area, and just wanted to know the players in Jersey. Have you endorsed anyone for governor in the primary? Will you be doing that, or do you stay out of it?
I actually did endorse Jack Cittarelli for governor as of late yesterday. I am the chairman of the county Republican Party in Cumberland County. He earned the endorsement of the county committee unanimously, by the way, in my home county where I'm the county chair. And I wanted to take it a step further and endorse Jack Cittarelli personally. I think he's the best equipped, and I really liked the pictures that I saw of him from Friday evening with President Trump and Elon Musk at Trump Bedminster.
Do you have a sense that we might have a Trump endorsement in this? I think it would be wholly helpful, but people on the other side say, no, Jersey's not ready for that.
I think an endorsement from the President of the United States is always helpful.
Yeah.
I don't see how anybody could argue, especially anyone that wants to vote for the Republican candidate, how an endorsement from President Trump could potentially be harmful in any way, shape, or form. You know, what's funny to me about these radical leftists that call themselves Democrats, that most of them are borderline communists at this point, especially, they are doubling down on the failed policies of the Biden administration and the policies of the state of New Jersey, you know, such as what we call the energy disaster plan from Governor Murphy rather than the energy master plan. They are doubling down. They don't seem to have received the memo from November of 2024. President Donald J. Trump won the popular vote overwhelmingly, which means, guess what? A large majority of the United States of America, a large majority of American citizens believe he is the best candidate for the job of the President of the United States. And anybody receiving his endorsement, I think it would give a great boost to their campaign.
If you had to pick one issue, Mike, the other side, and I see Gottheimer, who can maybe is the best on their side, pretending to be a moderate Democrat. He says affordability. Well, they're the issue. Don't vote for any Democrats. Jersey will be more affordable. Is that the issue for Republicans to run on, do you think, or is there something else that's going to move voters?
Well, I think that is certainly the number one issue that polls across the board, affordability. And I find it laughable. This is something that's very interesting to me. Every time that President Trump, since 2016, has made a comment that people disagree with, they want Mike Testa, whether it was as the county chairman or since late 2019 as the state senator, to denounce and renounce what President Donald J. Trump said. I find it funny that someone like Congressman Gottheimer can now run on affordability. I haven't heard him renounce or denounce one single policy that was harmful to the United States from President Joe Biden or the horrific financial policies that have harmed New Jerseyans for the last 8 years coming from the Murphy administration. And now all of a sudden he says he's going to make New Jersey more affordable. Where has he been? Where has his critique been? Where has his constructive critique been? It has been nowhere. He has been silent. His silence is acquiescence to every single one of these failed policies.
Now, this Murphy policy, Mike, as we understand it, I want to get you on the inside as best we can. You mentioned this disaster with the utility costs, and somehow or another, is that still in play? They want to monitor your income and then give you a bigger bill based on your income.
So here's the thing. This report that was given to the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities was accepted, but it was not adopted.
Okay.
We could all pray to God that this policy is not and this report is not adopted. To me, and when I say communist, that is absolutely
exactly
communist. That reeks of paying your fair share. Every time I hear someone say paying your fair share, the hair on the back of my neck stands up, because what that means is the government's going to reach deeper and deeper into your pocket of your hard-earned money. You know, this, we're a capitalist nation, and for some reason, the radical left has been painting capitalism as this evil, and the people who were the captains of industry, the employers that employ hundreds or thousands of people in our great nation, somehow they've been painted as evil and exploitative of their employees. To the contrary, they are the ones who are making our economy great.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you so much. Please keep us in the loop on all this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me again.
All right, Senator Mike Testa here. We got a lot more there. He endorsed last night Jack Chitterelli. We haven't talked about that. I'm going to throw that into the mix. That's a guy who I think can win. Ed Durr differs. He threw his lot with Bill Spadia, who I think would be a disaster as a candidate. We'll see if President Trump, though, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth with Chitterelli Spadia, who's a real Trump person in Jersey. If he endorses, I agree. I think that's helpful. 855-839-1210, though, you get on board. You can imagine, though, ripped from the headlines. Today, we're talking about Signal, ongoing updates on that. And here, the Communist Chinese, one of the leadership, is heavily involved. And what are they looking at? Well, maybe the infrastructure. Maybe they want to target if they were going to attack us. And look, you know, Mike's in the political game. I get it. Calling them adversaries. They're not adversaries. They are the enemy of the world. They are the stone cold, absolute existential threat evidence trying to kill the world with the virus, among other things. Islands in the China Sea just creating them, saying it's our land. Stay away from here. Taking over anything they can in this country, stealing any kind of technology they can. And suddenly, they want the data from the Jersey, from the Turnpike. You know, what for what purpose? Well, we want it. That's all. All right. It is time, though, first for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. And we're playing today for a pair of tickets to see the Rascals 60th anniversary tour on April 18th at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. For tickets and more information... visit Keswick Theater, theatre.com. Well, little note, Henry, before you go forward. Who should be billed after the great Joe Conklin? Well, you, I think you printed it for me today.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me pull up that graphic. I think I got
it. Yeah, you got the graph. That ought to be up on YouTube. For the April 5th event with the great Joe Conklin. I've never seen him with the City Orchestra. I've done stuff for Conklin.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah, here we go. We got some controversy. So, So tell us, Joe Conklin and the City Orchestra and all his people.
Yeah,
I think it's his
Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra with special guests Dom Giordano and Bernie Perrant.
Yes, that's right.
You got top billing over
Perrant.
That's crazy.
Well, not only that, you know that gives me the material for that night. I can't do a French-Canadian accent, but I'll try. And Bernie Perrant is a great storyteller. You may have a caption below with it. But, yeah, Joe Conklin has a good sense of humor. Now, you may remember before the last event, they had me... ahead of the president's economist, Stephen Moore, and ahead of the RNC at an RNC event, sort of, over in Philadelphia.
Dom, I think you're just bigger than you ever thought.
Oh, there you go. Oh, sure. I think this is mismanagement by Conklin. We'll have to get him on again. I hope to see you. The Keswick, though, April 5th. You got to see Joe Conklin and the addition of music, etc. The voices, they're not all sports. He does everybody. His Trump is... used to be a work, I think you would say, in progress. Now, I think he's captured the essence of Trump more. Joel Embiid, though, might be his best.
I mean, yeah, I think you know.
Yeah. I don't think that's the hardest one to do. But when we had him on, it was hilarious. So, Bernie, you're going to have to save some more goals. I've never goaltended, but somehow or another, I'm putting this in the scrapbook. Dom Giordano, Bernie Perrant.
Gotta have it framed.
Yeah. All right, Henry, what do you have?
So anyway, we're not talking about Italians. Right. We're not talking about French-Canadians. No, today with the side question, we're asking for that all-time Greek thing or person.
Right.
So I'm going to play you a song sung by an actress with some Greek blood. However, she is known better for playing an Italian on TV. And I'm just going to leave it at that and play you the clue. Yeah, Don, what do you think of this one?
I have no clue. Yeah, I'm working on it. So she's really Greek, but she plays an Italian
on TV. Plays an Italian on TV.
All right.
Not much of a singing career, but she did have this album. So it's an original song by her.
Absolutely. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Hit us with the name of that actress. And, yeah, it's funny. That's cultural appropriation. I mean, well, Apollonia was Greek in Godfather 2, apparently, but Greco-Italian there, so to speak.
Interesting.
Yeah, remember they said, she's on the border with Greece. Yeah, when they got married. Not really Italian. 855-839-1210. Jump in. All right, let's go to Bill in Downingtown, see if we have a winner. Bill, who's the singer?
That would be Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Ah, she's Greek? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she is a Jewish-Greek mix.
Ah, I knew she was Jewish. I knew that part, but she's Greek. I'll put you on the hold, Bill. Nicely played. Yeah, not much of a singer. I don't know if she's done anything after Sopranos, but she really grew into that role. There was a lot of stuff
absolutely
around her the last 2 years. All right, nicely played. That is interesting. Okay. It's 855-839-1210. Now, this whole situation, the signal, the new turn is now you have people out there clearly showing that Mike Waltz has met or more than met Jeffrey Goldberg in the past, was around him, knew him, even went to an event or two with him. Look, Waltz is in a tough spot here. He may have forgotten about that through all this, and who knows the exact nuance of the events he was at that were hosted by Goldberg, who's an insider, okay? Waltz is not the target, though. Remember that. There are two big things. The big target here is to get Democrats on the board to take away some of the energy that's going on with President Trump and the initiatives as they roll out to show they're fighting back. And then it's like a Maldi warhead that comes out of this. Today, they bring up drinking. And, you know, that's a preposterous thing. And we played the clip of Radcliffe, the CIA director, shouting that down, going after the guy. But they have nothing else at this point. So they're grabbing on to any opportunity that Republicans give them. That's what this is about, including the opportunity, the Senate race that we lost in Pennsylvania, for them to stoke donors and others and to say, yo, we are winning here. People are enraged. They're engaged. The next event is going to be this weekend, the big, in quotes, Tesla protest around the world. So that's what the argument is. That's where we're going with this. And that's what they have at this point. All right, let me go to Robert in Bensalem. Robert's on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry, good to talk to you guys today.
Yeah,
I had to change up my usual greeting.
Okay.
I'm going to go down on this. I hear what Dave from Somerton says, and I agree with him, and some of the callers that think this is a holdover from Biden, but it's political minutia, Dom. It'll be forgotten within 2 weeks, and you're right. It's only an issue because the Democrats are grabbing a hold of anything they can get a hold of. They're basically thinking they're winning by stopping the guy who won the popular vote. Let them continue to think that. Let them continue to play their hand, because it's a bad hand. And I'm telling you, we don't have anything to worry about in the midterms except the House. The Senate is safe. And I think we should concentrate on the House and these coming municipal elections with the three state Supreme Court seats, and not let the left dictate the narrative by playing up every little thing that pops up.
Okay, and I would agree with most of that, and I was a lot happier about that, what you just said about the House before yesterday. And again, we're going to see, are people going to get it that they should vote by mail-in ballot, even if they want to take it there? We got killed yesterday in Lancaster County. The mail-in ballot, it was thousands, and we only lost by 482. Anything like we did in the presidential race, we would have won that seat. They wouldn't have gotten any leverage to talk about anything. That's the only fear I have. Mail-in balloting, if I'm the Republicans, I'm putting the right people back into that, Robert. I'm going to talk about it all the time because I want one thing, to win. You win the midterms. We got two big years of rolling after that. You don't, and it's going to be bad.
And one more thing, and this is probably going to be critical. To anybody who's inclined to voting by mail, request your ballot. Don't go down to the office and have them create a ballot for you. Request your ballot by mail, fill it out, and just drop it off. It'll take 30 seconds instead of 6 hours like they made us wait last time. Get it early. Get it early and just take it in at your leisure and drop it into the slot and you're good.
And Robert, what it does, when Presler was on yesterday, I could tell he was pretty down behind the scenes here. They know about the mail-in ballot. And then when they put the media, it's going to run with that. If we're getting killed, really killed, it depresses the vote. If we're pretty close, then I can egg it on to say, we're close. We're going to murder them on election day. We just got to keep going.
Let the left keep doing what they've been doing for the last 4 years. If they think it's going to work now, they're completely out of their minds. My Greek thing is something that was started back in the 8th century B.C. to honor Zeus, and that would be the Olympics. At first, it was just racing, foot races, but then they expanded it to wrestling, to throwing the javelin, to chariot races, and it was reserved for Greek landowners to participate in, unless you are a female chariot owner, then you could participate. In the 4th century BC or AD, I'm sorry, Theodosius, the Roman emperor, abolished them because he was promoting Christianity and thought it was a pagan ritual. And it was revived back in 1896 by a Frenchman. I forget his name, but it's got a long history, and it might have lost its luster because of politics. But I'll always love it, and I think that's a great contribution by the Greeks amongst a myriad of contributions.
Well, I would add, too, you left off, you were great. I mean, you and Earl digging out, it's like a tour guide here. But one thing, they were naked, the Olympians.
Okay, well, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes you need a rudder if it's windy. You know what I'm saying?
And every time you mention the Olympics, all I'm thinking about, I used to love it for one reason, beating the Russians. I'll admit it.
Well, and one other thing, at least the losers in the Olympics got to keep their lives. There are lots of other primordial sports where the losers really lost. You guys have a great day, man.
Thank you very much. President Trump news conference. Euro John. Oh, man, this show's hot. We're ahead of Bernie Perrone and Euro John checking in. We'll get to him. He's got something on Euro. I know they dismiss him over at WIP. I'm not sure. Well, I'm not a fan. I admit it. I think American players are better. This might be quite a showdown, chauvinistically. Euro John, I don't think I've ever gotten a call from him before. He's a celebrity, really, in the sports world here. All right, that's all next, and we'll take your calls at 855-839-1210. Maine looks like they're going to comply with the Title IX order. This is Women's History Month, so the Trump administration all on board with women's history, but saying, what about sports? Yet, the Maine governor says she's not going to give a full-throated apology. I'm looking on Trump. Trump says it's got to be full-throated, and in quotes, I will not give a full-throated apology.
Oh, God.
So what kind of apology? Okay, sorry, move on. You know, full-throated. What does she have to do? You know, I hope Trump is there. I would ask him that if it were my question. What's a full-throated apology? What does she have to do? Is it on the knees? Does she have to send you flowers or something? She have to say, I'll never make that mistake again, Mr. President.
A full-throated apology.
That's
on
what he
the
said.
Knees?
Yes, a full-throated. Well, I know. That's a little dicey. I said it intentionally. Well, sort of intentionally, but okay. And there's a food dyes ban. that's coming up here. West Virginia, of all places, has, Henry, maybe you can pull that too. West Virginia has outlawed, I think, seven dives. Now, West Virginia, to me, stereotyping a bit here, but it seems to be one of the places where, you know, annually their health things are horrible. They're in the bottom with, you asked me the worst health, Louisiana, Mississippi, West Virginia, and I might take West Virginia as the worst.
Yeah, name I have to agree with you on that one, yeah.
So what are they doing?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll take a look, too. Apparently banning seven dyes. This is a start. All right, Eurojohn next. 855-839. Speaking of Euros, I wonder what Eurojohn thinks about Sicily. I don't know. Italian basketball, they may not be tall enough. There's only been a few.
They got a few hoopers.
Yeah, a few. But no seven-footers of note. But in Sicily, we're not going there to play basketball. We're going there to enjoy the sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty and history of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. And I'm going to Europe with the best conservative tourists. Every time I've traveled for years, 10, 15 years, it's been conservative tourists. Ken Chase and conservative tourists. Giuseppe, you hear. All this, Sicily, $55.44. That's it, including airfare. The dining events alone are staggering. They're incredible. The wine, the food, the service, the company of fellow listeners. That's the great part. Amro, of course. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the palaces of the Normans. All you have to do is call 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. We'll even enjoy the Godfather tour and visit the locales from the movies. The crown jewel of Sicily, that has to be Taormina. I'll see you in Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. It's ancient, it's charming, it's picturesque. And always a country within a country. I'll see you in Savoca. But do call now. You'll want to be part of this. People tell me all the time, I wish I had gone. When's the next one? Well, here it is. Give them a call at 888-733-9494. All right. Before we go to Eurojohn here with Dom, the hearing today was unbelievable. Maybe we'll play some of it tomorrow with NPR. And Elon Musk tweeting out, and it came up in the hearing, 87 editorial positions filled by registered Democrats in D.C. and zero Republicans. You think they put one in, just, that's not true. All right, so they are the more biased. PBS, I think there's some upside. NPR, don't see it. Time to lower the boom there. All right, a new West Virginia law eliminates seven artificial food dyes, and I'm making a note. We may have to take a look at that tomorrow. And again, I'm not sure if this is passed or not or proposed. Red dye number three, the one we hear about the most. There will be animal studies, and there's, I don't know how they keep that out of cereals or whatever in the state. I mean, how are they doing? Is Henry, do you see anything more?
Yeah, do you want to hear what they are?
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's red dye number 3.
Right.
Red dye number 40.
Right.
Yellow dye number 5.
Right.
Yellow dye number 6.
Right.
Blue dye number 1.
Right.
Blue dye number 2. Green dye number 3. And the preservatives, excuse me here,
right.
Butylated hydroxyanisole and
delicious.
Propylparaben. Yes.
Right. But how do they keep it out of the state?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, that's what we're...
that's going to be a fight with the food companies and such.
Right. So we're actually... And West Virginia to be, this is something you think Massachusetts or California, where they may have already done in California, I don't know. But for West Virginia to ban them, that means if they're in your product, you can't sell the product in the state. It certainly means you can't be making it in the state to start with, but then you can't transport it into the state. And that's a lot of food dyes. That's seven different food dyes. Let's go to Eurojohn on Talk Radio 1210. Eurojohn, glad we have you on today. Thank you.
Hey, Dom, how you doing? I'm Greek-American, and I want to talk about the
Greek. Oh, I didn't know that. Are you persona non grata down the hall with my buddy Spike Eskin?
Nah, Spike knows that I know more about basketball than him.
It's wait a minute. The fighting words. Here we go. Now, look, I have debated Stephen A. Smith, but I got to say, Spike Eskin knows basketball. He's one of the best that I've seen.
Yeah, well, let me just say this, all right? I made it to the NBA website, the actual website, all right, with Sekou Smith, episode 172. I call NBA radio up, all right? I badmouth Popovich. Next thing I know, it's nowhere to be found. My episode was with Sekou Smith. I badmouth Popovich on the political views, and then they take it down. I can't find it. But it's still up there. If you go John Demopoulos, NBA hang time with Sekou Smith, you'll see it.
Okay.
But the point I'm trying to make is that there's a great Greek scorer, that the greatest Greek player never to come to the NBA. He's the reason the 2006 Greek squad beat LeBron, Dwayne Wade, this guy Nick Gallus. He played, he's Greek American like me. He made it to the Hall of Fame recently, about 7 years ago. And he's the greatest scorer ever. The same Russian team that beat USA in 1988. In 1987, this guy, he's 6'12". He went to Seton Hall. He scored 27 points a game at Seton Hall. He went to Greece and played in Greece, but he scored 40 against that Russian team. And then in 1989, in the semis against Sabonis and Marcelonis, the Russian team again, he scored 45 in the 81-80 game in the semis. And
wow.
I kept calling up NBA radio for Frank Isola. Every year, they would put in an international player. And Yao Ming, Marcelonis. So I'm like, he scored 45 against Marcelonis and beat them basically by himself. He's the reason Greece beat USA. And then after me constantly calling up NBA radio, they finally put him in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Euro. We're getting a little in sports here, but I appreciate that. That's a worthy name here outside the box. I'll relay that to Spike Eskin as he walks by us in the hallway. He says he does.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, Euro John. I've heard him many times. All right.
I was going to say like Thomas Walkup or something.
I haven't heard this guy, but he sounds like that's a Greek name. All right, that's what we're looking for here. Something or somebody Greek. What a day it has been. As the story advanced on the Signal thing today, not that much. I still think the key thing to advance it is going to be step by step. How did this guy get? What's the best explanation? Maybe I'm making light. I'm not making light. I know there could be some complexity here, but how did he get in there? And look, Waltz, I know, knew Goldberg, may have done an event or two with him here. It's Hegseth. I'm watching in Hawaii. They're going after Pete. They get Waltz out of there, so what? Nobody, American Pete, they don't know. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, big Trump guy, Fox News, etc., they know who that is. That's who they're going after here. If Waltz walks the plank, Trump knows this, that won't stop him. I differ with Robert a little bit. I think this has legs because of the media. I'm watching Caitlin Collins, the exchange today with Carolyn Leavitt, etc. They're not letting this go. This gives them something to push back on as Trump floods the zone on everything else. All right, so the phone lines are 855-839-1210. By the way, President Trump, 4 o'clock today, big news conference. I'm sure Rich will be all over it, tapping into it, or over the next 4 hours talking about it. I think he's going to talk about Women's History Month and women's athletes, but you know what the questions will be, and then we'll move toward this big Signal debate. All right, it is the final wrap-up today of the lightning round. By the way, DJ sent me that we're so crowded the last couple of days, but Philly's portal, and Ro and I did see the portal around Christmas. It's a nice thing. Vandalism and also taking copper wiring, smashing of its stones maybe, some thought bullets. It's going to stay in Philadelphia because of the 250th anniversary coming up. But can you imagine they might put it indoors for safety reasons? And I'm reading from all the commentary on this. They say that no other locations have had issues like this in Philadelphia. I mean, again, where's the mayor? Where's the police chief saying, we're making this public enemy number one. You come near this, you do anything. We're going to put every resource we have. We're going to hunt you down. We need the hunt you down mentality to say certain things are just beyond embarrassing.
This is reminiscent of Hitchbot.
Yeah. Again. I mean, that's one thing. Okay, that was bad. That's one thing. But this is public right there in Center City. I remember where it is. And it's hard for me to believe that people wouldn't be on camera doing it. It's an obvious thing.
Do you want to listen to the news clip about it?
Don't have time now. All right. Yeah, maybe keep it for tomorrow. Yeah, we'll get into it more. All right, lightning round. Promise we're going to get in as many as we can. That's next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, this is one of those posts too good to check. Did Sam Panopoulos, P-A-N, like pan pizza, actually invent the pineapple on the pizza?
Ooh.
Panopoulos, that's what JB says on Twitter. Blame him for pineapple on pizza. We'll have to check that.
Yeah, I want
to
fact check
because
that.
If that's the case, the Greeks are really out of the business here. I mean, that's bad. Let me go to Jane in the Northeast, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Jane, what's Greek to you?
I chose Peter Liakouris.
Okay.
From Temple.
Right.
A local legend. In my day, you would not choose Temple as your college. Only if you had to, you would go there. So I went to Penn State. I tried to persuade my three daughters to go to Penn State, but Temple had such a rise in popularity. They all three of them went to Temple and had very successful careers. So kudos to Peter.
All right. Thank you, Jane. Joe in Columbus, the guy who has that lucky lunch date at Mulligan's. Not that I'm counting that toward anything, but Joe.
Dom, what date is that? I want to put it on my calendar.
I think that's Friday, whatever that Friday. It's a moving Dom Giordano day. So Friday, the 22nd or 23rd of June, Joe.
Okay.
Thank you. Put that on there. Hey, we're going to put the menu up. Now, Joe, did you hear today's show? Joe Conklin billed me over Bernie Perrant. I'm just saying, it's pretty. We have to raise the fees for these things in the future.
Well, do I got to buy your lunch then?
Oh, no, no. Johnny will handle all that. No, you're going to be treated. You are the guest. You will be treated royally with this. We're rolling out everything. We'll bring our finest wines from Johnny, the whole deal.
I'm bringing a friend up of mine from Georgia who latched onto your show, Dom.
Oh, excellent. We love that.
There's a great outreach that a bunch of us went outside the tri-state area. Dom, my guy invented something that we all need today, whether we're farmers or homeowners. He learned how to draw water up and concrete up above where you could not bring it back in its day, whether it's farming wells or pumping concrete up skyscrapers. One name, Archimedes and the Archimedes screw.
That is very good. That's a real thoughtful one. All right, Bill and Bucks, what do you have today, Bill?
Well, I just want to remind you real quick about this coming Saturday.
Yes.
It's the Tesla support rally in Warminster.
Oh, support now. Wait a minute, though. Support now. So tell me about it.
Oh, well, the Bucks County Patriots are going to show support for Tesla and Doge. And they'll be doing flag waving starting at noon over on York Road in Warminster in front of the Tesla dealership.
Oh, good. Bill, let me put you on hold. And if we can get his number here, if it's Bill or you got a representative of the Bucks County Patriots, we'd like to get him on to promote that.
Okay. I don't know whether they will or not, but yeah, sure.
Okay. I'll put you on hold, Henry. If you get that from him, we'll get them on. I'm finally glad to see people are going to be defending and they're going to be going down that path. Richard in Havertown. All right, Richard, what's yours? Afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, first off, I'd like to say a thank you to the Greek diners out here because I love Greek salad.
Ah, yes.
So, yeah, and Socrates would be somebody I would think of because he's pretty much the founder of Western civilization.
Yeah, Socrates would be there. I've never been as big of an Aristotle guy. I always like Socrates more. It's a great name, too.
Well, you know, the last thing used to say, it sucked to me, but never mind. Bad joke.
Thank you. Boy. Joe of Exton coming in on the Greek philosophers. Joe, what's yours?
Oh, yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
In the late 60s, a large Greek community existed in Upper Darby from which a Greek man and his Greek-American wife broadcast a radio program featuring Greek popular music and the local news from Athens. The broadcast was named the Saras Family Greek Show.
Well, thank you, Joe. Joe, you always have something. Dwayne in Valley Forge, another great car. Hey, Dwayne, what's yours today?
Dom, when you reach for that TV remote tonight, don't forget to thank the Greeks for the gift of theatrical drama. And as a bonus included in that rich gift was the word hypocrites, meaning from beneath the mask. We get our word hypocrite, so enjoy that when you're watching The View.
Thank you. All right, Henry, a lot of good ones to hash out today. What do you see?
Oh, man. Okay. I liked Robert and Ben Salem's answer of the Olympics. I thought that was a good one. Eurojohn with Panagiotis Yannakis. I don't know how you say that. Jane in the Northeast with Peter Liakouris. And then I like Dwayne's answer at the end there, theater and hypocrite.
Yeah, hey, that was a. Who was the first one you mentioned?
Robert and Ben Salem with the Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics is something that really dwarfed everything to me. So I would go with Robert and Ben Salem today. His name goes into the hat. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have the head of HUD on. We finally broken through on the cabinet. No, he wasn't on any of this signal call, and I won't ask him about that. I think this press conference with President Trump today is going to be unbelievable. We'll have all the sound of that, too. Thanks to Henry and Dan producing today. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Rich is next with 4 big hours to take you home and a lot of breaking news probably. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.